Some high tech stuff here. All
Fired up.
right. All right. Welcome to episode 18.5. Oh shit, hold on, that sounded gay. Let me do it again.
You do
All
more
right.
gay than normal.
Yeah, I know, I know. All right, welcome to episode 18.5 of the Nerdcast podcast, not your regular dialogue. We're giving this Skype thing a try. Apparently that's something that podcasters do. So we'll go around the horn here. We got Joe Dust.
Hi, I'm broadcasting live from my bed, where I think about a lot of naughty thoughts.
Big Matt.
Hello.
Triple J.
Hello.
And sound guy Steve.
I'm broadcasting from the bathroom.
Music, Jay.
On this way up, back down. Walk, high in my job. Walker, on this way up, yeah.
And this is me.
Yeah,
I'm high in my job.
Gas, gas, I'm on that gas. I fell in the sky and I got up too fast. I can't even pass it.
Can't even pass it.
I'm looking for acid, I'm looking for action, and they need some answers.
They need some answers.
They need some help, they like what they gon' do with me. Come out the blue, be like, ooh, I'm screwy. I just rolled a doobie, I'm sick
high
as a dog. I'm high on the hog, I'm high at my job.
I'm just way.
I'm black and I rap.
All right, as always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And for that, I will turn to our official beer snob, Jay, to let us know who, well, what I'm drinking tonight.
Fuck out of here. No way.
The unofficial beer sponsor is New Glarus Brewing Company and their Pumpkin Pie Lust. Beer have a score of 84, 5.5 APV. It's solid stuff. I brought back a six pack for Toner since he's into the gay pumpkin spice beer.
I am into the gay pumpkin spice beer and lattes and pumpkin pie
Hey, pumpkin
and
pie is
everything
good. That's
else.
not gay. Nothing gay about
Fuck.
pumpkin pie.
Not at all.
I haven't officially dropped my towel, just to let everybody know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to throw an edited version of that Steve's photo that he got us all just a second ago.
Oh, wait. Steve texted us a picture?
Yeah, you might
Oh,
not want to
crap.
look at it. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
just on Skype. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I don't have it. I don't think I want to open it either. So
Yeah,
you
you
might
don't want to look at it.
No.
gouge your eyeballs out.
Yep. All right. So, just out of curiosity, what the hell are we talking about this evening?
Right. We're gonna lead off. Let's lead off with Batman versus Superman. Big news
What's
on
that?
that one. There are some fan theories that hit the interwebs this past week, and they were kind of outlandish in my opinion, but they seem to hit the net pretty big. Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're going to say that Ben Affleck is not actually going to be Batman. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, the
Well, I thought he
original
was
fan.
not. I thought he was not going to be Bruce Wayne or something like that. Isn't that what they're kind of saying? Like he's still, I guess, Batman, but not the traditional one or something weird like that.
He would be Slade Wilson as Batman.
So that's not even a from that's not even an Earth 2 or an Earth 3 kind of thing. This is just a complete, hey, DC Universe movieverse thing where we're trying something way off, way outside, I guess, because then I guess maybe they try to incorporate that into Suicide Squad somehow.
There was an art in that article. It said something about it came from a DC story. I don't remember what story it said though. But it said that Slade Wilson acted as Batman for Bruce Wayne at one point. I never remember hearing anything about it before that, but
And so yeah, I mean, I guess it's just it's called the Deathstroke as Batman theory. It's in a couple different places.
well, it started from that Robin as Joker theory that kind of came out like 2 months
Yeah,
ago.
in which I debunked would be my thoughts on that because I guess Snyder came out. I mean, I know his kids in the movie, and the theory was that Snyder's kid would be Robin, but you know, that's he flat out said no, he's not going to be Robin. But then again, he could be lying to us. Who knows? Just to kind of, you know, keep it cloaked until we go to see the movie. The where I first found out about the Affleck as Batman is the biggest plot twist since Darth Vader's Anakin Skywalker. Movie Pilot was the link I found it on. It consisted of a 15. It was a 15 chapter theory, is what it said here before I even started reading it. And I was like, holy shit! And then the biggest thing being that this is supposed to actually be an extension from the Nolan universe. I guess when they ended the Nolan trilogy, Man of Steel, I was under the impression Man of Steel was supposed to be the start of the DCU leading into Justice League. But apparently that's not the truth, according to this theory.
Well, and they said that this was a whole new DCU starting with Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And that the Nolan stuff wasn't going to be part of it. So I guess that's the biggest flaw right now with this article.
Well, and the thing was they were trying to play it off was that in the Nolan verse, like Liam Neeson was, if you look up on IMDb, he was casted as Ducard, and then they had Ken, however you pronounce his name, Watanabe, I guess. Or,
God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you. He's Ra's al Ghul, and so we all know that was the big twist in Batman Begins. So perhaps we're going to see that again. I mean, I guess you know, the rumors are going to keep flying, I guess, because, again, the Jason Todd is the Joker rumor, I just don't buy it. I don't think I'd buy this at all either in regards to Affleck not being Bruce Wayne and he's going to be... I mean, because you would think somewhere on the internet there would be a leak of Christian Bale somewhere on film near the set, something like that. And I don't think we'd hear the rumors that Affleck was, you know, getting signed on for 3 solo movies. It wouldn't make sense to do 3 solo Deathstroke movies. So, I don't buy it.
Unless he's just directing them and he's not going to star in them.
That would be interesting. And I guess you'd have to hope that Bale would be open to that idea. But then, how old's Bale now? He's got to be late 40s, right? He's almost 50?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he could play Batman up into mid-50s? I don't know. I don't know if he could pull that off.
Yeah, so. I don't think he could.
But that was the big thing. Then Toner, I guess what we do from there is the next biggest nerd thing, I guess, that came out would be the Star Wars trailer. I guess, Jay, what was that, number 3 that they've put out now?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the final one.
I couldn't see that. Because I guess this is the first time, if I remember correctly, we're hearing Kylo Ren's voice for the first time.
I think he did a voiceover in the second one.
Yeah. But he looks badass to me. I think he's going to be an awesome villain. Looks really cool. I don't know. What did you guys think of the trailer?
I watched it like 10 times that first day.
Yeah, I watched it a few times in a row.
I think it looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
And I want to buy Battlefront, the video game.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars video game. That's PS4 only, though, I think, right? Or is that coming out on Xbox as well?
I'm not sure. I thought it was across all platforms, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay. I guess the biggest thing from the trailer, I'm like Jay, I watched it a whole bunch of times. Toner, if you were like me, the last trailer I've watched this many times was Man of Steel. I haven't watched a trailer that many times in a row, at least. Because I remember when Man of Steel came out, I told you on email, I think I've watched it like 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
That trailer was just epic. And this one, I don't know. Which trailer did you like more, Jay? I think the first one they put out when we first see Harrison Ford coming back as Han for the first time, that was a bit more powerful to me. I don't know why. I mean, this one was good. I like it. It's really, really cool. But which one did you find more impactful?
Probably that second one, too, because we haven't seen Han Solo on film in 30-plus years.
Okay. And then Man Up, did you get chills when you watched the third one? Or was it just like watching any other trailer?
No, I got chills.
I'm the same way, man. It's just one of those things. It was so nostalgic to see it that it was just like, boom, childhood all over again right in front of you. So I thought that was really cool.
Also, on an unrelated note, Jay, I need to borrow all of them on Blu-ray from you.
I think I can do that for a short period, but we need them back because we're going to be watching them all multiple times before we go.
And
all
actually, right.
Maybe I'll just borrow them from Zach.
But Joe, if you wanted to, AMC is doing the whole trilogy. You can watch both trilogies, the first, you know, the prequels, and then you can watch the original trilogy, and then they'll let you stay, and they show you the Force Awakens at midnight, I think is what they're doing. Kind of like what they did with Marvel, where they show all the Marvel movies before they show the new one.
It's kind of cool.
They're doing that for this one as well.
You'll be there for like 24 hours.
I know.
So, that's the big stuff there.
There's a lot of fan theories about the Star Wars trailer, too. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
Well, in regards there was the big controversy, I guess, with this was that I heard was, why was Luke not on the poster? And I guess, what's the theory that, yes, we're saying that he turns to the dark side?
Have Some people are one? Saying he's even Kylo Ren.
Oh, no, he's not Kylo Ren. Oh, unless they're going to say that the guy, that Adam Driver, who's casted as him, he's going to be some other villain?
Well, no, I mean, they could go the route with Darth Vader, where they had David Prowse play him and James Earl Jones voice him.
Oh, where Adam Driver's just the voice and not even in the movie itself?
It's possible. I don't buy it. Mark Hamill's had a picture that's floating around on Facebook with a piece of paper that says the Kylo Ren, Luke Skywalker theories are not true.
Well, I mean, there's a picture that we see that has Luke in the traditional cloak, as far as, you know, he looks exactly like Obi-Wan, but just as Luke, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's just old. And then there's that, I guess you don't even see Luke in the trailer, and maybe, because then I guess there's that theory that when you see BB-8, you see, I guess, what, is there a metal hand that looks like? And that's supposed to be Luke with BB-8?
I don't remember if it was BB-8 or R2-D2.
Yeah, I thought it was R2-D2.
Oh, no, it is R2-D2. You're right.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be him, and they implied that in the second trailer, too.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm not buying that theory. Not buying that at all.
Yeah, I'm not either. And then there's also a theory, someone's gone real in-depth with it, and said that Luke Skywalker tried to start his own Knights of the Republic, or Jedi Knights of the Republic, or whatever it was in the first movie.
Yep.
And Kylo Ren is a disciple of somebody that's a splinter off of it, whoever Andy Serkis's character is.
Hmm.
And so that's kind of how the dark side, light side kind of take off in this series. Gotcha.
I'm smelling racism.
I was going to bring that up, too. Wait, have you heard about that?
Yeah, I saw something on that one.
Yes. About the Black Stormtrooper or whatever?
Yep.
What was it? There was a complaint about not enough diversity in the movie or something like that? In the main, one of the main characters is black, yeah. What's going on with it, Joe? What'd you see?
Nah, I just saw a black dude in the trailer.
That's all Jay, what'd you read on this?
Oh, he did.
These white nerds are upset that the lead character is a black guy.
Oh, is that what? So it's the reverse. Oh, okay.
Right. And,
how dumb
and
is that?
Yeah. I know. It's like 30 people on Twitter, and they've started a boycott.
Oh, my God. That's the dumbest thing.
Well, because... I thought what I had heard is that, okay, the whole black stormtrooper thing. Well, apparently, I guess they're saying, was it Boba Fett or one of the Fetts, whatever, was the clones from the second movie, the Clone Wars or whatever that was called? Attack of the Clones. So I guess all the stormtroopers, I guess, are supposed to be clones of him. And so they're like, well, he wasn't a black dude.
Oh, is that what this is? Oh, jeez. No. Okay.
Black stormtrooper
badger. That didn't have anything to do with it. The clones kind of got phased out. And all the stormtroopers in the original trilogy are just people from all these different planets that they've either forced into it or... volunteered to be stormtroopers.
Hmm. Well, they all can't aim for shit.
But damn, are they good at basketball now.
Oh, damn, Joe.
Stormtrooper awful. Just posterized Luke.
Jesus.
So, okay, since we're going towards theories, here's the most recent one I heard. Has everyone kind of pretty much caught up on Game of Thrones? Who's behind on that besides Jay? Or Jay, did you finally catch up?
I'm caught up.
We're in the middle of season 5.
You're in the middle of season 5, so I guess I can't.
I don't even watch it.
Don't even watch it. Tony, you're all the way caught up?
Yeah, I'm all the way caught up.
Okay, Jay, I've taken
spoilers. You guys have already ruined it for me.
Okay, well...
So
okay.
After Daenerys dies...
Okay, so the rumor of the Jon Snow... I wanted to give a shout out to a guy on YouTube called Smokescreen. His name is Smokescreen.
Oh, yeah.
And he breaks down the theory of who Jon Snow really is. Have you guys heard about this theory?
Yeah, only because a girl I worked with read all of the books.
Read all the books. I didn't realize how much of the books is being omitted from the show. It's unreal how much they don't touch on in the show as far as the lineages, I guess is the right word to say, and for all the families.
Yeah.
And but if you look up, like, it's R plus A equals J, or R plus L equals J theory under this guy, Smokescreen, you get a big in-depth breakdown of where they're going to go in Season 6. Because I guess as of Season 6, they're officially past the books. And what you're going to be seeing is pretty much all new material, because the sixth book is not going to be ready in time, I guess.
It's like 75% completed, and he's already given it to the story writers so they can start working on it.
Okay.
For the Night's Watch.
Because I guess what they're only supposed to be going... I thought Game of Thrones was supposed to be done after Season 8. I thought that was supposed to be it, and I guess we could see it in coming soon. But I highly recommend that. I won't go into it in too much detail, because Jay has pretty big spoilers if we go into it in too much detail. So... I guess where we can bounce from there is Toner. Halloween's coming up. How do you feel about Halloween?
What? Oh, okay. There.
He's still there.
He sounded like he was in Skynet for a second.
So Toner, Halloween is coming up. I say we touch on what do we got for traditions? What do you guys all do for your Halloween traditions? Are you guys going to get good stories from your childhood? Or let's touch on some of that stuff since it is the season. I want Tony to start off, though.
I have to touch the subject right now, so hold on.
I can't hear what the fuck he's saying.
He's, like, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I think it's a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject.
No, it's not a touchy subject.
No, we're not talking about my penis right now. I'm talking about the holiday.
Well, that would have been a short conversation. I'm sorry. Whoever listens to this, they're going to be like, what the fuck? And we also have to, I think our Nerdcast account needs to tweet out an edited photo of Steve's nice little, his nice image that, I already tweeted, by the way, from our account that it's our first Skype session.
Yeah, I don't know. Nice. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to skip over Toner then, because Steve says he's not allowed to talk about it. So then, all right, Joe, what do you say about Halloween?
I like Halloween a lot. Honestly, I like Thanksgiving just because of the food, but I like Halloween because of everything else.
Yeah, it seems to be more fun. I think it's the most fun.
Yeah, it is. It's easily the most fun. I mean, hey, this year... oh, yeah, I mean, I'll tie it in. Shout out, by the way, Andy F's having a baby. He's
hell yeah. Fun.
But we're tying it in. We're going over to his house, and his little daughter, who will be a couple weeks old by Halloween, she's going to be dressed up as a tiny ice cream cone. So we're all going over there to drink and stuff and hand out candy. I have no idea what Steve's doing. I'm already envisioning, like, putting a smiley face over his ass. Putting it out there for the world to see.
No, I love Halloween. I don't know why he said I couldn't talk about it. The traditions I've had the last couple of years, after we're done handing out candy and all that stuff, we always watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Garfield Halloween Adventure, and the very first Halloween episode from South Park.
Oh yeah,
was it Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah,
turns everybody into zombies.
Was that the one with, or maybe it was year two where they had Barbara Streisand in each corner of the screen?
Oh, spooky vision.
Yeah,
that was year two. I think.
Oh god, that was awesome.
That's what, almost 20 years ago now though. That's old, man.
Yeah, it started
97. Yeah,
97. Yep.
Yeah, 97.
Crazy.
Ah.
So what about Jay? What about you? What's your guys' traditions now?
We just go through the neighborhood. We're going to have a fire pit out, probably have a few beers. My mom will hand out candy while we go around and take the kids around. And then we make the mistake of buying back their candy from them so they can't eat it, and they can go on and buy a toy instead, and we'll donate the candy to soldiers.
Oh, that's good.
Aww.
See, as far as our tradition, we always go over to my sister's house. My niece's birthday is on November 3rd, and we kind of mix in the celebration of her birthday. So it's always a fire pit out in the driveway, which seems to be the big thing in St. Louis. I don't know. When we were kids, I never saw fire pits in the driveway. You always had to go up to people's doors, but it seems like everyone now hangs outside in the driveway, drinking around the fire. And then it's a big chili dinner. We make a big old pot of chili. It's usually the dads take the kids out for going around the neighborhood to get candy. And then we put them to bed, and all the adults stay out and drink all night.
Orgies.
Hell no. What the hell was that?
I say, you have chili on Halloween, so November 1st is always just a big shit fest.
Dude, yeah. It's usually Bush beer, whiskey, and chili. So, yeah, the next day is not always great.
Jesus.
But as far as my own personal, usually what I do is, you know, hey, eat and drink all night, then you get home, and I usually watch the original Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween is what I usually watch that night. Yes. So that's my tradition, that's my ritual, that's what I love to do every single year. But yeah, I like your idea of buying the candy back, because, God, the kids end up with so much candy, it's ridiculous. And it's all crap candy, too.
Come on.
You should do the Jimmy Kimmel challenge.
What he does every year.
Yeah, prank your kids.
Yeah, you tell them you stole their candy or ate it all.
Or you ate it all, yeah.
Yeah, those are hilarious clips.
No, we already did that with Trunk or Treat.
that's a new thing, too. Did you guys as kids ever do that thing called Trunk or Treat?
No.
Because what we do is we go to our church and... the kids, or you park your cars all the way around the parking lot, and kids just go. You have to sit up, you know, on your tailgater or in your trunk, and kids just come up and give them candy there too. So, not only do they go out on Halloween, they get to go to this trunk or treat thing. So basically, it's two nights of getting candy. That's just. It turns out to be so much; it's ridiculous.
Then there's the one guy that has the van that says candy on the side of it or something.
Yeah, his name is Steve.
Well, no, actually, Steve, they do a contest to judge who has the best decorated car. And actually, the guy that lives across the street from my sister, his name is Larry, and he has a hearse and a coffin. And so he drives up the hearse and the coffin, and he decorates that a little bit, and he wins every single year because he's the only guy with a hearse. So
nice.
It's kind of crazy. He's a crazy cool dude. One year for Halloween, he brought over some bathtub-made moonshine. This guy is badass. Steve is an airplane mechanic, and he retired recently, though. But he makes moonshine, he rides Harleys, has a Jeep, and has a hearse. And he comes and hangs out with us every now and then.
He also has a 12-year-old girlfriend.
His girlfriends are actually strippers from the east side, to be honest with you.
That could be a good or bad thing. That's hit or miss.
As Joe can tell you from experience.
Hey, man, I hit to the east side with unwritten law, okay?
So, yeah, that's part of the tradition as well. So, let's see. All right, let's do movies. Well, it would be awesome if Andy S. were here to talk about, because we know, Joe, you can speak for him since he's not here, but... favorite horror movies or Halloween movies? Let's go around the table and let's hit on all of our favorite ones. Or Steve, are you Steve, are you anti-horror movies?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, let's start with you. What do you got? What's your favorite one to watch?
Well, there's a Halloween episode of Viper that was pretty good.
Oh, fuck yourself, you son of a bitch.
I just imagine Steve wiping his ass and talking to us all right now.
I imagine him doing Ace Ventura, talking out of his ass, yeah.
Oh, man. I gotta think of my favorite one.
Yeah. He's gonna say the Knight Rider episode where they dressed Kid up as Herbie the Love Bug.
Well, they actually did have an episode on Knight Rider called Halloween Night, you fucking pricks. But anyways.
You'd know that if you were a super fan.
God, just go beat off and go to sleep, Joe.
Well, we're recording. I can probably knock out a couple things at once.
Multitask, dude.
I mean, I'm not into the Saw ones, but I mean, if I just picked one, I mean, I actually do kind of like the original Halloween, like you do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's
That was the first one off. Like, you know what? That's kind of like realistic, almost type of thing. I can see somebody being that fucked up. Because like, Jason's not that good, but yeah, I have to go with the original Halloween.
Yeah, no, if you really like it, there's actually usually every year they also play a documentary of the making of Halloween. That's really interesting. They usually play that on the I've been seeing it on the Biography channel, but I don't know if that channel's around anymore. But if Netflix ever carries it, it's a really good documentary. Because they made that movie for nothing. That was the predecessor to Clerks. I mean, they made Halloween for like $30,000, if even that. And I guess Clerks was made around for the same amount.
I mean, they pretty much just filmed it in a neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. And they filmed it out in, I guess it was out in L.A., but they had to try to make it look like it was, you know, Midwest. It was Haddonfield, Illinois, which is made up. Trying to make it look like Springfield, Illinois, I guess what they were going for. And they had to actually go pull leaves off of trees and paint them red and orange and all that stuff. And then after every scene was cut, they'd have to go chase down the leaves so they could reuse them in other scenes and stuff like that. So, it's pretty cool. Little, pretty cool documentary. And I don't know. I actually recorded all of the AMC just did a marathon of all the Halloweens after. Well, they did 1, 2. They always skip over 3 because 3 has nothing to do with the series, which is one of the worst movies ever.
Oh, that's dog shit.
Yeah, and then all the other ones up into the one with what's his name, Toner, the rapper that was in the one where they go in the house.
Oh God, Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, that one. Yeah, it's awful. It's a guilty pleasure. I watch them all just because I enjoy.
You
the
Michael Myers. Michael Myers.
So I'm sorry, I bogarted it. Let's see, Toner, let's go with you. What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Obviously the first original Halloween or Halloween 2, those are up there. I will say of all the Saw movies, I mean Saw 1's the best.
Saw 1's awesome.
And just one of the greatest endings and twists of all time, period, of any movie. Those are good. I haven't seen all the Paranormal Activity ones. I've seen the first two.
Yeah,
the first one's good. Second one was kind of, and I haven't seen anyone after two. But I'd probably go with those. Those are good movies to watch this time of year.
And then if I were to go to JG, I would guess yours would be E.T. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
No.
E.T.? Yeah, E.T. for Jay. Trust me.
Okay. Oh, I scared the crap out of me as a kid. No, a lot of them you mentioned, the first Halloween. I like the first Friday the 13th. But probably my top one would be the whole Evil Dead series.
Is that coming out in theaters, the newest one, or was that just on Stars or something like that?
They're doing it, Ash versus the Evil Dead TV show on Stars.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, yeah. I've been seeing stuff on that.
And it's got Bruce Campbell back as Ash.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, cool. Okay, and Joe, what do you got?
I would also have to throw Halloween in there. Andy F's, he's a huge Halloween fan, as well as all the Friday the 13th. He celebrates their entire catalog. And another movie that they show a lot, just because it's, you know, the spooky season, even though it's not spooky, is Predator.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's seen Predator probably about 800 times.
I made a comment about that because AMC was showing that in Predator 2 all the Halloween movies.
With Danny Glover.
Why would they lump that in as a Halloween movie at all?
I don't know.
I don't get that. But all right,
it's an action movie, not a horror movie.
Exactly.
It's a chopper.
You are one ugly motherfucker. Dylan, you son of a bitch. What's the matter? CIA got you pushing pencils again?
That Wait a is second, also, now I have people have sex with the maid, y'all.
That's also why Andy's dog's name is Dylan, because of that scene.
Oh, wow. Nice. He's way into it then. Jesus.
And because Dylan is technically a son of a bitch.
Okay.
There are multi-layers to his name.
Okay, so while researching the movies to come up with my list, I just pulled up Google to come up with some of them. Here's some of the ones that I like. But have any of you guys seen Dead Snow? Ever heard of Dead Snow?
Is that the Nazi?
Never heard of it.
That's the Nazi zombie movie.
Yeah,
yes.
I think I have. It's on Netflix. I believe.
I don't know if it's on Netflix, but all I know is I thought it was a sci-fi movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible. It's just not good at all. The original Carrie, I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Nosferatu. I don't know why this list. I mean, yeah, it's a vampire movie, but it's not scary whatsoever. But I guess because I consider that the first vampire movie, because it's from like 1922 or whatever.
Really and if you old. Consider it for the time period,
yeah,
I could see I that being right. on a list.
Yeah.
Toner, you were into The Ring, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought the first Ring was pretty good. I mean, I didn't buy into the. It had a lot of hype, but I mean, it was decent. The Ring 2 sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember that one.
First Ring scared the shit out of me, man. I didn't know what to expect. I saw it in college. Well,
Hollywood went through that phase where they would get creepy little Japanese kids.
Yeah.
And just make them move really fast on camera, I guess.
You don't have to say creepy. You can just say Japanese kids.
Well, and that dude, was a remake of a Japanese grudge. Movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Grudge fucked me up, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't see for 3 days of like that fucking movie.
Yeah, both those were Japanese remakes.
You know what? I'll throw It Follows up there, too.
And actually, It Follows is on this list. It's on the list of these things. And then, have any of you guys actually spent time watching the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I have.
It is fucked up, man. It is really
it's been a long
up.
Time since I've seen that.
Are we losing Steve?
No.
Yeah, he's got to go.
No, I'm going to keep going.
I'm going to drive.
Going mobile.
All right. Sure, that'll sound. Wait, are you guys on? You guys are on Wi-Fi now, right? I assume.
I'm on Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it'll go off my data.
Yeah, I know. Okay, as long as it sounds okay, I guess. If not, I'll just fucking drop your ass. It's not a big deal. All
right. Well, you go fuck yourself then. So Matt, did it have the Hellraiser movies on there?
Hellraiser's not even on here, man. No, it's not. Oh, wait, yes, it is. First one is. Hellraiser, yeah. That's the first one on here.
That was a messed up movie.
That's messed up. I agree. They actually, and they had Nightmare on Elm Street, but they had the poster for the one where they did the remake with Jackie Early or whatever his name is.
I feel like I need to set Jackie the tone. We're talking about horror films. I feel like I need to.
Would you guys consider Jaws a horror movie, though, really? I mean, yeah, it's scary as fuck in some parts, but I don't know if I really consider that a horror movie. But then again, I don't know what's the definition of such.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
And we're going to Steve in Ontario. Steve.
I'm on my car, so I'm sorry.
Actually, yeah, it doesn't sound horrible.
Sounds good either.
That doesn't sound good either. Jay, they got Silence of the Lambs as a horror movie. I don't consider that a horror movie at all. That's a suspense movie. I can say it's suspenseful. But, yeah, no.
Maybe they're looking at, like, the main bad guy of the movie. And Hannibal Lecter could maybe fit in that, but that's not the type of movie that would go with it.
Yeah. And then, Joe, hey, they got The Strangers on here. You remember The Strangers?
Oh, yeah. I'm setting the tone here with some music.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds like shit.
Yes, sir. I need some glow sticks. Yeah.
Well, that's from It Follows.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. That sounds like shit. My phone, like... Speakers on my phone are jacked up.
Have any of you guys actually watched the original Dawn of the Dead from 78? I never watched the original, but have we all seen the remake from Zack Snyder?
No, I never saw it.
Never. Oh, you guys, you gotta watch that one. I love that one. That's a really good one. It got Ving Rhames in it. I'm trying to think who else would be a big name. No really big names in that movie, to be honest with you. Which, with him being the biggest one, I guess. But really, really good one. So, there you have it. Those are some of our favorite.
Did we drop Tony and Steve?
No, I think we should still have Tony.
Are we sure?
Possibly.
No, I think we lost both of them.
We lost Toner.
Oh, there's a message lighting up.
That or he fell asleep.
Yeah, Steve, I can't add you back, dude. Sorry. It's going to jack everything up.
So, there you have it.
Hey, I'm Marcus from Deadpan Fury, and you're listening to Nerdcast on Inside Joke, Outside Voice, Podcast Network.
I guess last topic, if you want to hit on it. Jay, do you still want to hit on this topic? Do you want to do a workout playlist, or do you want to end it on the horror movie since it's kind of a Halloween episode?
Well, let's hold off on the workout music thing. Maybe we can get audio samples.
Yeah, we can do that. We could tease that for episode, because we're going to be on, what are we on, even?
Wow, this is 18.5.
Yeah, 18.5. So wait, is Steve back on? 19.
Hello?
Okay, no, Mike, you got back in.
It works, all right. We lost Toner.
It's dedication.
That is dedication right there, sir.
Hey, I kind of want to... Yeah, Tony just dropped off for some reason. Maybe he got a phone call or something. And we're going out to Steve in St. Louis. Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right.
It does sound like a call-in show.
It sounds like your radio. Hey,
we could do this as like KMOX open line. We could do that. You got any weird trade proposals you want to do? Okay. But you got something you want to wrap us up with there, Joe?
Not really, except we kind of touched on it briefly. I wanted to give a shout-out, because I forgot on the last episode, to Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
Good show.
Yeah, really, it's a good show. And I binge-watched it on HBO, and it was one of the better things I've done. Steve in St. Louis, what are your thoughts on Silicon Valley on HBO?
I actually have not seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, thanks for your call.
The thing is... Go ahead.
It sounds like a radio show now.
It does.
So did you think the second season was a little bit lower in quality than the first season?
Yeah, I loved the first season of Silicon Valley. Second was not terrible, but I mean, I don't know.
Okay, and what's T.J. Miller's name on the show again? I forget.
Oh my god.
He's the guy that owns the house. Can't remember. But am I alone in thinking he's the...
I know certain people that are listening to this are screaming at us.
But he's by far my favorite character on the show. I think he's hilarious. But although I guess we could also think the
Guilfoyle's my favorite.
Yeah, because he's the Satanist, right?
Yeah.
He's so funny. Yeah, no.
He's been funny in every show I've seen him in.
He's the guy that's from Knocked Up, right? That had the beard.
Yes,
they wouldn't let him shave or something like that.
Yeah, and he was in Freaks and Geeks.
See, that's a show I have not watched yet.
No, Solomon, that's not the same guy in Knocked Up.
It's not the same guy?
No, that was Justin Long.
Yeah.
No.
I'll look it up.
His name is Martin Starr. T.J. Miller's character is Ehrlich.
Ehrlich's the best. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah,
Ehrlich. So hold on, wait.
Okay, he wasn't Knocked Up.
He was the guy I told you. With the beard, right?
No. Yes.
Boom, face.
No. Nope, sorry.
You're wrong. Come on, dude. Yes, I'm right. Hold on, Silicon Valley.
Oh, wait. Hold on. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Shit. Somebody tried to take Tony.
I thought it was Jay Baruchel, but no.
Well, Jay Baruchel, he's the one that rears the child or something like that.
Walks in while it's crowning.
God, your face looks like Robin Williams' knuckles. And I think Donald, this guy I work with, you know? Donald's he's the pussy, you know, of the group that joins.
Jared. He's Jared, right?
Yeah, Jared. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they call him Jared, but his actual name is Donald. But he only goes by Jared because the boss from the other place.
Right, and he just didn't want to correct anybody.
Yeah.
There's a guy I work with that sounds exactly like him. And he acts like him, too, because he was talking about going to a casino. And I go, oh, man. I go, yeah, I like going to casinos sometimes. I go, what do you play? He goes, the slots. I go, oh. I go, you don't play any table games? He goes, I would, but I'm a little too nervous to go over to the table and play. And I'm like, of course you are.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Hey, did anybody get a hold of Tony yet?
No. So, yeah, Steve, how's the traffic out on the roads?
Well, hold on.
It's pretty good out here. I'm just passing Highway 70 and Z right now, so it's looking pretty good.
All right. Thank you for our update. It's our traffic and weather from Sound Guy Steve and Craig out on the road.
So now, hold on. I'm not all the way through season two. Jay, I guess, is it Monica is the main – is she supposed to be the main love interest in this show?
I think that's her name. Get back to that.
And then, because I don't know, I guess what the whole premise of it is that he creates an app that condenses files quickly. I don't know what they're doing, what that app really does, or what that software does. And I guess it's just about overcoming the hurdles of starting your own company because everyone's out to get you and try to take your money.
Pied Piper. Her name is Monica.
Yeah, all right. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else, though. But yeah, that Jared guy, he was in The Office, wasn't he? He was yes. Gabe or something like that, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This guy fucks. Thank you.
Let's see. Monica hasn't been in a whole lot.
No.
I'm pulling up her IMDb. She was in Jobs.
Yeah, name her movies. I'll tell you the one I first saw her in.
It was Charlie St. Cloud. Not very many big ones.
She was in like
Final Destination 3.
She was in like a little road trip movie that I watched. She was young.
She was in an episode of Smallville as a sorority girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I've
2005.
That's a long time ago. Toner
was on. He'd probably tell us which episode it was.
And what date it aired.
John Tucker Must Die.
Yes.
I remember that movie. That movie was awful. God,
oh, hey, you know what? Oh, it feels wrong, though, if Tony's not here. Did anybody watch Supergirl?
I did not have it recorded.
No.
I have it recorded.
But, no, I heard good things, though.
Yeah, well, honestly, I thought it was kind of a piece of shit, but really? I guess if you're into comic books, you might find it appealing, but
no, well,
it was just cheesy.
It was, okay, because is it story or does it look cheesy? Are the effects at least look decent?
To me, it did, yeah, but... Okay. The chick that's in it, she's really cute, you know, Supergirl.
Yeah.
And I recognized her, and I had to look her up, and she's in another great movie, Whiplash.
I still haven't seen that yet, man.
She's the love interest that gets shot down, but she's a cute girl.
Because what's the main character's name? The drummer from that one, not J.K. Simmons or whatever his name is.
I'll tell you in 1 second. Miles Teller.
That guy, he's blowing up, dude. He's a pretty good actor.
He is.
Because I remember him.
Until Fantastic Four stops him in his tracks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. He never seemed like the right casting. It was an interesting casting for him to be Richard, but I'm trying to remember what was the first thing I saw him in. Can't remember. Oh, Project X. He is really small.
Amanda Crew, by the way. Monica, you were talking about her films.
Yeah.
Sex Drive is the one I first saw her in. That's from 2008.
And that's an actual movie?
Yeah. A high school senior drives cross country with his best friends hook up with a baby met online.
Oh, it sounds like a Cinemax late at night kind of movie.
I think it's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a teenage comedy, basically.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
There are some funny parts to it. Tony says, okay.
I'm telling you, Tony fell asleep. This is late for him.
Yeah, he when I was walking out, he was pushed back in the chair and about ready to just conk out. So.
Well, I don't know. That on.
How do we end the episode, Jay, if Tony's not here to sign us off?
I'll do it.
Well, I was going to see if Joe watched Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, too.
Do we want to talk about that? Are we ready to talk about that?
We can't spoil it for Toner, so...
Yeah, he's not here to spoil it. I guess we can always tell him don't stop listening to the episode.
Don't want Walking
you
Dead.
You can do it, Chris Hardwick, like your spoiler alert in 5, 4, 3, 2.
5, 4, 3, 2, spoil. All right, Joe, you take it. Go.
Well, I mean, I read some stuff, so obviously, fast forward, Glenn at the end is looking like he's getting ripped apart by hundreds of zombies, which would make sense, you know. But he did have another guy's body on top of him when he fell in the pile. And Nicholas, and I actually thought that right off the bat. I go, well, maybe that's not his guts that we're seeing. And I guess everything you see online, he's been recording episodes past that. So I guess that's the big thing. Is he alive? If he lived, how in the hell did he get out of that? And like somebody in men, oh my God, Royals just tied it up in the bottom of the ninth, home run.
Oh,
sorry. Never give up on the Royals.
Alex Gordon, solo home run, blown save. What up? So anyway, but like a lot of people are like, oh, did he go under the dumpster? I'm like, I don't know, because like what everybody said, even if he's not getting ripped apart, and that's the body on top of him. A, he's moving around. Zombies are going to, walkers, whatever, they're going to notice him. B, that scent can't cover him up immediately. Like, he's not going to smell like him. And, you know, C, I don't see any space for him to go hide. I don't know.
Most dumpsters are only a couple inches off the ground.
Right, exactly.
Well, and I think that you could obviously see that dumpster in particular. I think they would just rig it to where he could get underneath. I'm with Joe.
Unless he somehow jumps up really fast and can get inside of
him. I mean, Jay, I think are you on the same page as us, as we all agree that Nicholas fell on top of him and that's what happened. He's eating Nicholas and Glenn's fine. I don't buy the theory that they would kill Glenn in this manner. It's a lame way to go, is what it would be. It'd be way lame for him to go that way.
It'd be lame, but in a way, it'd be realistic. Then again, you're also assuming zombies are realistic.
Yeah,
but
so.
I think also he could maybe do something like somehow get up inside the dumpster real quick, and maybe some kind of loud noise could distract him, and you know, they'd start slowly walking away. I don't know. Yeah. And then Rick
comes and distracts him.
Yeah, like Rick is freaking in a bad situation too. So
yeah, I'm of the thought that, I guess, because next episode after this is going to be, I wouldn't call it a filler, but they're going to distract people away from that from both Rick and Glenn, and they're going to go focus on what happened to Morgan between the Clear episode and now. So you could, I guess, we could see his interaction more with the wolves, because to be honest with you, I thought they touched on that as much as they needed to when Morgan ran into them last season. I don't know how they're going to do another hour episode with just Morgan. I don't know how much story they're going to do with that, but I guess we'll see.
That dude's annoying me, man.
Morgan's annoying you? No, that's my boy, man. He's badass with that bow staff.
Yeah, he needs to start just running it through people's heads, though.
Well, and
ain't you. You ain't got to do this.
Yeah. I think he's going to have to come around on that, because I think you'll see with Glenn, I think he'll be fine, and you're going to see Glenn finally give up on humanity. I think he's finally going to, at least in the show version, he's going to be like, look, I keep giving everyone every chance in the world to prove me, you know, to prove to me that, hey, there's still good people out there, there's still humanity out there, and there's just not. There's nobody's worth it, I guess, what you'll find out.
I'd have to say the last, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 episodes of The Walking Dead last season up and through the 3 for this season have been really solid.
Yeah, I agree.
It's gotten good again.
I wasn't enjoying this last episode until the last 15 minutes. It just seemed like it was dragging.
Yeah, it kind of did. Like when they're in the pet shop and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it did there. I guess I agree with that. All I know is that I'll bring up the Facebook post from Jay's wife where she said she would lose respect for the writers if they didn't make it where this is where Glenn dies, because that goes off your theory that we haven't had a main character die. Because who's the last main character to die, Jay?
Probably Beth.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, yeah.
And then before that, it was what, Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, well, Beth was, that was last season, right? I'm trying to remember where we left off. Cause it was before they went to
And then before that, so. It was that one black guy and then the other black guy. That's pretty much how it goes.
But I don't think this is not the right time for Glenn to go. This isn't the right spot at the right time. At least if they're using the comic for an outline, this is not it. So, and it's just, that's just a weak death. Getting knocked off by the guy that killed himself. That was a piece of shit anyway.
Not just so this last episode was a thank you. The one before it, JSS. What'd you guys think of that?
I like that one.
Me too.
I
liked
it. That Enid girl's kind of creepy. I think there's a lot of rumors on the internet that she's part of the wolves, but I don't think she is.
I think she's cute.
See, I don't think there's another reason why you go into her story so much at the beginning unless she is part of the wolves. I mean, it just didn't make sense.
Well, then again, the show, they go into a lot of character depth for just to do that exploration, you know.
That's
That's why a lot of these episodes drag on, is because they're trying to go.
Oh, jeez. I just said, oh, I think she's cute. I just looked her up.
She's way too young, buddy.
She just turned 16 in June.
Actually, that's right.
Oh, man, Joe.
Too old.
Too old.
Steve's going to add her on Facebook.
He probably already has.
Got her on Twitter follow.
Caitlin Nakon. But, yeah, I thought that was a good episode, man. Yeah, especially when she's eating the turtle. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. And what's funny is I've just watched an episode of At Midnight. That's a Hardwick's game show or whatever.
Love that show, yeah.
He had an episode where it was Kevin Smith and Robert Kirkman on together with some other guy. I can't remember what his name was. But I guess they were doing like fake hashtags as part of a round of the game. And Kirkman said, rest in peace, Daryl Dixon, or something like that. And apparently all these other websites just go, oh, did Robert Kirkman just spoil the show? And that's who the next main character is going to die.
Oh, that's why it did that?
Oh, you saw some headlines out
there? Yeah, I didn't know that. Really? I didn't know that was referring to that.
If you watch the episode of At Midnight, it has nothing to do with a spoiler whatsoever. It's just him messing with fans, you know, going, they care so much about that character. I think he just likes messing with people.
Man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was good. So,
I gotta redeem myself here, because I'm like, it's like, oh man, she's 16? Now, the other daughter in Fear the Walking Dead, I think she's good looking.
Oh, yeah, what was her name?
She's Australian.
Alicia or whatever, right?
Yeah, Alicia Debnam Carey.
Yeah. How old is she? Is she of age?
She would be a very ripe 22.
There you go. That's a little more appropriate.
Oh, we're getting into grandma territory.
Oh, there you have it.
I feel like Steve needs to say something creepy right now, because you can definitely tell he's on a phone. Want to play
like what?
I don't know. Steve, if you wanted to call and really freak her out, what would you say?
It really freak her out?
Oh, you're pregnant. It's mine. Maybe not.
No. I think that freaks us out just as much.
No. So are we like about done since Tony probably passed out or what?
Tony definitely passed out.
Yeah, I think Tony.
Jay, this was supposed to be a 0.5, but we're at the hour mark, so I don't know if you want to make this 19 or not.
We can make this 18.5 if you want. This is kind of like a test run.
Well, it's a dry run. Is that what they call it in the biz? I don't even know what to say.
Well, hopefully in 2 weeks we can actually do an actual new recording at the new headquarters.
Site B. I think we're going to go with Site B is what we're going to call that one. But we'll have to dub that as the new command center, and we'll have to call the other place Site B. But I don't know. How do we do this if Toner's not here to wrap us up? And I don't know how to do this.
I mean, I can wrap us up.
Oh, Joe can or I can. I don't care.
Let's since you're on the phone, you sound kind of weird. Let's go with Joe. Joe, you wrap us up.
Yeah, agreed. I got to do it as Tony.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, good.
Well, I guess that'll just about do it.
Spell it out.
You've been listening to the Nerdcast podcast. NYRDCAST.
St. Louis's own
Nerdcast podcast. You can find us at nerdcastwithay.com or on TuneIn Radio or on iTunes or wherever the fuck else you listen to your internet radio. We're part of the, what is it, network?
Inside Joke, Outside Voices.
Yeah, Inside Joke, Outside Voices Network. Be sure to give those guys a like on Twitter. And maybe even send them a picture of your butthole. So as always, I'm Joe Dust. Jay, would you like to say something?
I'm non-cripple Jay.
He's non-cripple Jay. Over to Matthew.
Matthew signing out.
And Sound Guy Steve, who is now mobile on the road.
Peace out!
Okay.
Sounds so weird.
And Tony Craig, who is nestled in his bed, perhaps with
after
a couple
one beer.
Of, perhaps with a Kleenex in hand.
A bottle of lotion.
Yeah, a bottle of lotion.
Do whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
Right.
An empty That's beer
right.
bottle.
An empty beer bottle, and well, he's gonna stuff his Kleenex. He's gonna make a semen Molotov cocktail out of it. So,
all right, there's yeah, Jay. There's your, there's our episode title: Semen Molotov Cocktail.
So as Tony would, Craig would say, we're signing off, and do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Peace.
See ya.
Yeah. All right. So
there you go.
Cut that off. Whatever.
Yeah. Nicely done, Joe. Way to finish it off.
Yeah. Do you want me to? Do you want me to just hit stop now?
Yeah, go ahead and stop.
Right. So.
This is The Walkman, a St. Louis rapper, with his track "Red Eyes, Black Rapper."
I'm on my job. Walker, I'm just way up. Yeah. And this is me. Yeah, I'm high on my job. Gas, gas. I'm on that gas. I fell in the sky and I got up too fast. I can't even pass it. I'm looking for acid. I'm looking for action and they need some answers. They need some help. They like, what they gonna do with me? Come out the blue, be like, ooh, I'm screwy. I just rolled a doobie. I'm sick as a dog. I'm high on the hog. I'm high at my job.
I'm just way.
I'm black and I rap.
I'm just way. I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap.
We gon' turn up again and again and again till it's over with. Ain't no excuse to be still on that sober shit. Life is too short, you might die on your porch. I got beef to exploit, you got beef, I'm all over it, ho. I'm all over it, hoes. I stun on my ex, I'm over these hoes. I act like I'm not even acting, I'm not in control, I'm out of control. I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap. I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap. I'm on my Dolly and Pablo. Trying to buy Molly and tacos. Kobe and Chevy, I'm smoking my veggies. I'm going off that Reggie and Glass, no Pablo. Whipping the mix, whipping and flipping the mix. These niggas just making it. Being the key and they whipping them, whipping them high. I'm high, I couldn't resist. I hate all these bitches, I made them a dick. Chronic obsession, ebonic complexion, my God. I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap.
I'm just way.
I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap. They on the corner. Flipping their yam. Flipping their yam. I'm in the stew. This is my jam. I smoke up a gram. I go for the Grammy. I'm bringing Kat Dennings. She out of her panties. And y'all out of luck. Thinking I'm done with them bangers. So I just do not give a fuck. This could go on for as long as I'm faded. I ball like he hate me. They always gonna hate me. How many hours? There's so much to sum up, just shut up and pay me. I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap. I'm high at my job. I'm black and I rap. I'm always this faded. I'm always this faded.
I'm high at my job.
I'm always this faded. I'm always this faded. I'm always this hottie stage. This shit gon' get me paid. I'ma be fucking them commas up, paying in cash. I'm blazing that hash. I don't have problems with math. I don't have problems with me because I'm on that gas. I'm on that gas. I fell in the sky and I got up too fast. I can't even pass it. I'm looking for acid. I'm looking for action and they need some answers. They need some help. They like, what they gon' do with me? Come out the blue, be like, ooh, I'm screwy. I just wrote a doobie. I'm sick as a dog. Scooby, come get me. I'm spazzing. I'm snapping. I died on the cross. It happens often. I'm at a loss. I rest in the coffin.
I'm just black and I rap. I'm
black and I rap. I'm back to my knack. You trying to get popping? I'm popping your kernel. I'm capping your cap. No captain, my captain.
I'm just way.
My nigga, what's happening? I heard in your rap that you stay with that strap and the chopper be spraying. Them coppers be praying that you in the way of this place.
I'm just way.
I'm done with this paperwork. I'm running late for work.
I'm just
high at my job. Black and I rap.
I'm just high at my job.
I'm black and I rap.
Up on a Monday. Up on a Tuesday.
Up on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm just way up.
I'm just way.
Hey, I'm high at my job.
I'm just way.
Hey, I'm black and I rap.